Freshman Ches Siv Zion Nitzel Dado at the top of the asterisk of the remove, which he referred to as the Pitam, who Harosh HaKotan Shashashan Tavoy is Pasul. Okay. So the whole piece, which includes the correct translation is there is the top of the pitam, which referred to as the shashanta, and then there's the piece of wood which carries that into the esrog. So the Rosh HaKotan, which is the shashanta, is possible. So it means the piece of wood which has the shashanta on it also. Some say even just if just the shashanta has been removed, it's a problem. Then a mash on a karm pitma. If it's possible, you should machmer. However, miul inyan dina ain lipsal elin kain nitl hadat. It's bemikra then. It's only possible if the wood came off also. It's the wood which has the rosh. So our definition of terms is the shashanta is that little bumpy thing on top of the pitam, and the wood which attached to it together, that's called the dad, and that's what it's possible that whole thing comes off, but only the top comes off. It's kosher, make it. If it grew without a dad, kosher. That's your pitamless. The Rosh says most of the esrogim which they have around his neighborhood don't have a pitam to start with. Okay. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Chav Tes, Nitl HaDadoi, Hu HaEchal Rosh HaEsrog. That's the piece of wood on top. K'moy Choyd Hadad, I'm not sure what that phrase is referring to. Utachu B'Sochei V'Shashanta Olav. So the wood goes into the Esrog, it comes up on top, and then there's a Shashanta on top of it. Okay, pasul. The hyper like the chaser. So the psul is because it's missing part of the esrog. The lashon of nitl adad mezmasha. The nitl eats af masha tukua besecha esrog. So referring to that, not only has it hasn't been cut off level to the top of the esrog, because the wood actually extends down into the esrog a little bit. And that part is also Manasa Shom Kemoy Gumad, so there's now a depression inside of the Esrog. Well, the Fikach Posel, now that's why this case is Posel. A little rock mashal amala mina Esrog, if what's missing is only above the level of where the Esrog ends, so Ein Lahachmer, Chen Hiskim Ataza Dina. So according to the Mechaber and the Taz understands that, that would not be a problem. Aval yesh min apoyskim shesu tzad in lachachra filim loy nitol rak lamala min esrog. Some of the zehavi b'chalal chosel is idhu. They understand that an esrog which grows with a pitum, and if the eitz is missing, even though only cut off parallel with the top of the esrog, not indenting with an indentation, so that's also a problem.
What do you mean by that?
If you can picture I'm looking at the page facing Kufiyat Zion, the next bit, right?
Yeah.
So if just a little piece of the top comes off, it's kosher. If part of the wood comes off with the piece on top, but it hasn't gone all the way down into the esrog, so that's where we're having a discussion. If it goes down, the picture over here, where you see like it's like indenting into the esrog,
yes.
So the wood cuts off in such a way that it looks like there's an indentation inside. So that's where it's definitely a problem. But there's some say no, even but so according to the reading of the Mechaber, only that case is a problem. There are persons which disagree. And he brings it to the Beis Yosef and says that this is the Ben Chananel's pshat. And then Mishabur himself questions it, but it's a Lavush and a Bach. That if it's cut off parallel to the top of the esrog, so there's no wood at all sticking above the esrog, but even though it does not indent inside, they hold it's possible. However, if the wood does extend above the fruit, even a kol shehu, so the dasam are going to rum, the ein lahachrim is that. That's the case, you don't have to be machmer. So we have potentially, we have four scenarios. You have a case where just the shoshanta is knocked off, everybody holds that's kosher, make your adin. You have it on the other end of the spectrum where so much wood has been pulled off that there's an indentation into the esrog. That's definitely possible. If it's cut off perfectly parallel with the top of the esrog, so there's no wood extending above the esrog, but there's no indentation. That's the machlokes. The Mechaber says it's kosher, and the Oruch says it's possible. And if the wood extends above the esrog to some extent, so that's kosher.
So this picture is even, so it's not the esrog. There's nothing chaser from it. I mean, it's the wood that's cut off in here.
Correct.
There's nothing like the fleshy, the part of the esrog. Nothing there is chaser. Any of these things.
Correct. Now Shabur is going to add in Lamed Aleph a little more. He said it's worthwhile to be machmer, and even if just the shoshanta was knocked off, the makom she'efshar. But he says in mikra din, it's only possible if the dot is removed. Makom she'efshar laman aleph. Hanu she'efshar likach yosur. Mufkrim, he said, you can get a better one. In other words, it means I'm grappling with. I have a beautiful esrog which the shoshanta is knocked off. The next one, I have a less beautiful esrog, which the shoshanta is on. So which one's better to use? So he says, in this situation, the more beautiful esrog with the shoshanta removed is better than the esrog with the shoshanta intact and is less beautiful.
Good evening, Dr. Cooper. Happy Thanksgiving.
Al nehu amufker en lahak rabbi shilah shoshanta. Kamokam near the dafkim choser raka shoshanta. So this argument that we're not worried about the knocking off the top of the esrog is the case where all which has been removed is the shoshanta. That's that picture over there on the right, where you just have mama's just the little piece on top is missing. But if some of the wood is also broken off, even though it's not all of the wood, so now we're left with really. So now he added another level. This Mishmurtis added another level. Right? So we have if the Shoshanta is removed and only the Shoshanta, so that's really kosher. And it, to the point of it's the more Mufkar Esrog, you would use that even over another Esrog which has everything intact.
Less Mufkar.
On the other end of the spectrum, if you have that it's removed to the point that it's actually the wood has left an indentation in the esrog, so it's definitely possible. And we had a case where it's removed perfectly parallel with the top of the esrog, but there's no indentation. So that was the machlokes which you mentioned before. The Shulchan Aruch and the Taz hold its kosher. And he brought the person which said it's the Vush and the Bachar Machmer. if the eighth remained, the malim in esrog, even though there was more than that was removed, so the Magen Rambam says that ein lahachra b'zeh. And now he's telling us that there are some places which might are machra in that case. If part of the wood is removed, even though it's not all of the wood, there are some people which are machmer on that. And therefore, it's tayv lahadra to get a different one if it's possible, because there's machmer in that situation. So we have fine. Now, if it never grew the chachilo with a pitum, it's kosher. Lama base. Kim shikach ki briyosin is terkidu, and that's the way it grows. So ein lachanosim b'shem chaserim, or she'en an hodder. You can't call them that they're a chaser or that they're not a hodder, because this is the way they grow. That's normal for them. Okay, now, minikorim heim, these esrogim, you can tell. Kiyesh b'mokim pitma k'mayguma mitchilas b'riyasa. There is a sort of an indentation which is there, which you can tell that it wasn't the wood breaking off. That's how it grows. It grows a little bit of indentation on top. So the problem is that with our esrogim is that our esrogim, an esrog would start to the pitum, which you knock it off like you had before, and it makes indentation. The ones who grow the chachila without a pitum sometimes look exactly the same. So this hecker that he's referring to seems to be not such a clear hecker anymore. I'm not sure what it was like when he was referring to it, but now it seems it's not such a clear hecker. So the best way to know that this is not an esrog where the pitum has been knocked off and it's possible is you have a masara on these trees, and these trees grow that way. So you have a good edus that this is the type of tree that grows like that. So then you have edus. You're trying to do it based on simonim, so the simonim are not foolproof. In the most of Dirshu, they actually in number 62 they raise this question. We have this problem nowadays. Not all this regum. You can't really tell. So he says that there is another simon. So that the ones which, besides the indentation, but it seems like it grows like a rim around it. Whereas in a case where it was knocked off, you wouldn't have that rim. That rim is growing, means that earlier in the process, either it had a pitum and the pitum fell off, or it didn't have a pitum, so it grows, besides the indentation, it grows like a rim around the top. So that would be the simon which you use to tell you that's not how it grew, and that's called, and that's a first kosher.
What's the Knei HaBosim say here? He just says that.
He raises this question.
He doesn't say the simon. It's Rav Moshe Heller who gives the simon.
Right.
Knei HaBosim doesn't say it. He just says it.
It's a problem.
Confuse it.
Right. So the eighth, which he gives, is you just rely on a heksher. Rely on an edus. So the Mishnah Revaita. Because of Bikur Yaakov, there's a dafka rak sheish kumam ma'at. Shein kam sol rak mishum chaser. If the problem is that it's missing something, we say kim the mitchilas briyosa who came lo nechzer mimenu klal lo mikri chaser. You can't say it's called chaser. That's how it grows. Or the pomim yeshguma amuka shechalol ad chadri hazera. Sometimes the nature is when they grow like that, that allows it to grow, to mutate a little bit, to it leaves an opening all the way down to the chadri hazera. V'nikra al yedei sheyachtes the soich chachalal machat or shar dabr dak. You put something very narrow down through it, but it goes in without having to push through the flesh, you know that it touches all the way. So near the Pasul Gomer, who Shrei Nekav B'Toloda Pasul Kol hecho de nikav posel. The fact that it was a naturally has a hole doesn't make a difference. If it has a hole, it's a hole. So, if this hole reaches the place where the seeds are, like I said before, that's called a foolish. Therefore, it's a problem. The same way that's true by Hilchos Treifos, it's true over here also. Since in a case where it got a hole later on, but it's possible when it reaches that level to where the Chedri Zera are. So who then, if it came naturally like that, it's also problematic. The Masad Dirsha does raise a different question. There's some esrogim, the way they grow, that the pitum it does start with a pitum, and eventually, as it grows, the pitum falls off. It dries off and falls off. If that's how it grows naturally, that has the same din. That's also, you can't call it a cluster. That's how this item grows. So the fact that it started out with a pitum is not really an issue. The fact that eventually that naturally comes off. That's what brings Rosham Zalman. What brings Rav Osner is Malamed Schus on the Mekilim, but he suggests to be Marker if you could.
Well, if it grows with the pitum, naturally comes off. It's still
kosher. Yeah.
Still kosher.
Then he brings from Rabbi Yasha, so it really depends on which stage of the growth that the pitum comes off. If it's when it's. If it's and it's for earlier stages of growth, that's true. But if it's in the later stages of growth, this became an esek, which was with a pitum, it's considered chaser. So he suggested he would prefer taking an esek with a pitum, not to get involved in this question. Then maybe the esek without a pitum, many of them do start with a pitum and it falls off in some stage of the growth. You don't know exactly when that was. So if it was after it became really developed enough, they would have a status of a valid esrog, so then it's called a chaser when it loses the pitum afterward. Mm-hmm.
So is that the way that a lot of people go?
It's interesting to see which way people go. A lot of people go with a pitum. I actually my training was to get an essay without a pitum. Okay, Ches. Nitzel ha'etz shu'toli by ba'ilan. The stem, which is what holds it onto the tree. So the last part, when we cut the essay off, we have a little part of that stem still attached to the essay. If that's been removed from the essay, Meker Esrig, Minishra Mekarma Guma. So that's removed from the main part of the Esrig, that piece of wood. So when you take that out, it leaves a hole. So that's possible. Vinitl Ksaso 8, Minishra Obi Koshahu, Shkorecha Maguma Makusa is kosher. If the wood has been removed, but there's a layer of wood all around where it attaches to the Esrig, which is still intact. So it comes out there's no part of the esrog which is visible. It's all covered with that the wood of the stem. So that's kosher. Mishabura lama gimel. Mishabura makama guma posel. To who b'chal kosher? Because the esrog is now lacking something. There's no other esrog in the city. Hela mishubas l'cham tishu yochel v'orachalav afilu b'yamishin. You can make a bracha. So we have cases which are more possible, which we make a bracha on in case there's no other option. But this really is machlokes, so definitely you can make a bracha. Well, then, benit l'pit moser v'nasa guma v'ena achar be'ir gam ken yochel abor chalav v'filu b'yom rishon. So Chamsi takes it to the other extreme. We said other side of the esrog. So he said that the most extreme opinion that case where there's the pitim broke off and there's a guma in the esrog, so the chartz bad apostle. Now he's saying there was what to say, maybe that should be kosher. So if there's nothing else available, you make a bracha im yom rishon. If, however, the stem broke off, but there's a piece of stem remaining in place where it attaches to the esrog, there's no part of the place of the attachment which became revealed, is kosher. But Shalomar Shadisha mean Oibiha Aits Besaika Esrig Shir Kotzer. So even though there's an indentation, there's a certain amount of wood left inside that indentation. Shirchal Kaponim Lamale Kalrechav Haguma Mina Ovya. But it's thick enough that it covers all of the area which is supposed to be covered by the stem. Even though, regards to sticking out of the guma, there's nothing sticking out. But that's not our problem. We don't need it to stick out. We just need that the esrog should be covered. The sula mikri chaser. Okay. Now, the Shaar Tzion raises a question. Take a look in the mem. So here we're saying that in the bottom part where the stem attaches to the esrog, even though there's an indentation, but the indentation is still lined, as it were, with the wood of the stem, it's kosher. We had before when you have the indentation by the pitim, we said, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. Right? So why over there are we being machmir? There's a madlin pitim yesh machmirim yesh shemachmirim dafkev shenisha akaponim ma'at lamalim in a guma. By the pitim, we have to have some of the wood sticking out beyond the indentation. Yesh achirim shalon yesh kol min aids to tachat hashat of umor. There can't be any wood at all missing. When you name over here, Mekilin Bezet, we're lenient in regards to the wood. Even if it's there's an indentation, as long as it's still covered with wood, it's good. So he says, what's going on? So he says, Ayin Belavush Shatah. So he sends you to take a look at Lavush, and I'll explain you the reason. So in the Moshe Dershon 67, which is in the back on the Meluim, page 81, so he says, what's the reason? So regards to the ukav, which is, that's where it attaches to the tree. By definition, you're going to have to remove some of that wood. But that's, I mean, otherwise, you're not, where's your esrog? Because you cut it off the tree. Whoa, you cut off the tree, means you took off part of the wood. So by definition, we know that the Torah was agreeable that we should take off part of the wood. The only question is how much. So but once we're starting with the approach that's okay to remove some of the wood, so that's what we say, as long as there's the options are, as long as there's a minimal amount of wood left, it's good. You take off some, but not all. So I'll take off some, but as long as I didn't take off all, it's still covered, I'm okay. Whereas by the pitim, there's no argument that there's any need to cut it off at all, so then I can discussing, well, if it's even a little bit missing, it might be problematic. But we hear by definition, a little bit missing, we know it's not going to be problematic. Because it's not possible to cut it off in such a way that it's just like, you got everything off of the tree. That's the chop of the levush. Okay, siftes. So now it moves to an appearance issue. Also chazazis, pirish targum oyalefis is oyachazazon. So it's the type of a boil, which means there's some type of a disease on the esrog. The part of the flesh of the esrog puffs up. So in the Mishnah Mishlasha Makamis, it's spread out over two or three different areas. So it's possible. V'imam Makam Echod, if it's only one place, so then depends. In all the al Rubai is possible. If it extends over the majority of the Esser, it's possible. If it doesn't, it's kosher. Now this is all talking about not on the chaytim. So we had this idea before by the lulav that we said the tiyamis is the most noticeable because the highest, and therefore it's more sensitive in halacha. So the esrog also we argue that the upper part of the esrog is more noticeable, and therefore it's going to be more stringent. Imalchato achila kosher is possible. So we have. If it's in two or three places, it's three different places in the esrog, so I don't care how much there is, it's possible. If it's in one place, and it's not the chaytim, so we see how much it covers. If it covers the minority of the esrog, it's kosher, majority is possible. If it's on the chaytim, even a kosher is possible. Chaytim hanam imokim shemaskul hiskatzer lihis chadeid klapi roshu. That's from the point where it starts going up to the sharp point in the top. So, you might have different definitions exactly where you define that that turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You understand one definition if you want to go with the most literal sense. From the midpoint of the esrog and onwards, that's called as going to the top. You argue that that's not really true. I mean, but the rib point is basically still pretty much round. At some point towards the top, it starts taking a much more of a curve towards getting to a point. Okay, so this is Mishabura Lamed Hay. Let me finish this here. Yeah. Lamed Hay also chazosis, Bein Metolos, Bein Mechubur, whether it got this issue with this argument. Or with the esrog, whether it happened on the chair or off the chair doesn't make a difference. Albin and Shia Gavoya, Albin and Shia Gavoya Mishar Esrog. And what happens is that it causes the esrog to blister, the same way you're talking about the pasuk is referring to something which is a form of a blister. So you'll see a part of the esrog is raised up. Possible. So it's two or three places. Possible, even though it's the minority. The Mexican maneuver we had before the div is when it discolors. So it looks like it has a motley appearance, and that's the maneuver, which is it has spots. If it's in one place, it depends. If it covers roiv al rubai, hainu roiv kol shetach esrog mishnei atzonim. So ruba means. You measure all the surface area of the esrog and you measure it based on that. Possible. Then hotter. So then once that's true, it's possible because it's not considered beautiful enough to be used for an esrog. If it's on the chaytim, I feel kosher was possible. Lamatest. Shinira shomli naim yosim mishar makem shaboy. Shayos shipua adam esinenu. That's the most visible, noticeable place on the esrog, and therefore it's more sensitive in halacha. Okay, is any shirts seen on the rear? So these three blisters have to be spread out over different areas of the esrog. To say, well, there's one here and one there and one there, so it looks like it's spotted already. It doesn't look like an esrog supposed to look. You have all three on one side, so that doesn't pass, according to this opinion. Um, of a miyuta kigurin shekulam tzarecha. That's what kosher. Yesh person feel the miyuta shel tzarecha. Then he says there's a second, there's an opinion which says no, even that is a problem. Two or three places is a problem, even though all on the same side, according to the second opinion. Mem. She says that some say it's when the person who has the, let's go back on, right, it passes over Rova the places where they're put. If you draw a circle together, it would cover Rova the Esrik. That's what I say putting it. The chaburus are each one a small, but they're spread out over an area. So if you draw a line around the three of them, you'd end up covering the majority of the esrog. Well, let's say shekulam is harecha. So that's not true. They're all on one side. You're not going to cover the majority of the esrog by drawing a circle around all three, a tight circle. Some of the stuff in the Moshe Sefer Echad, Mem. Shushat of the Chaburas, Perish, and Mokim, the Chaburas, Atzim, who are Miyuts. The Chaburas themselves, the Chaburas themselves, are Miyuts, but they're spread out over an area which, if we draw a circle around that, will become Roiv. Shkulam is Echad. Masha di Mispasha, Mehem, Gamma Sadashani, Nikarubai. If someone on the side is called Roiv, if it's covered, automatically, the Havi Roiv Hekefoi, Al Pisha and Aruba shall call Esrik. So we could discuss if at one point in the Esrik, if you draw a line around the body of the Esrik, if the majority of that area that you're going to do is affected by this Nimur, so it's a problem. Even though if I measure it vis-a-vis the total amount of the whole Esrik, it's not. But that doesn't make a difference. Fine. Shemash and his father, have a rubber cave for fine. And base. I feel a bit me, you, sorry. What's it going on? If it's a field of miyuta shall tzedek, even if it's only on one side, right? Okay. Field of miyuta halavush shall yirav pasku b'kadei rishana. They pass them like the first sheet, which is mekel. B'kein mashas shum b'prima gadam. Gam b'prima gadam shein lish pasul ashi ispashet b'rubay. It's only a problem if it's ispashet b'rubay. Miyam ispashet gam b'tzad hasheni shall esrig. Kar b'yana b'sev katan. Kadam nikri rubay b'zeh l'kul yama. But if it's some on the other side, so it's roi b'kefoy. It's only melech that's called rubay. That'll be a problem.
Good evening, Mr. Katz. Good evening. Shabbos, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well, you know, who mechsal mechsal mamokim mechod, yesh v'shir ma yesh poisim. However, it's a half and half, so that's a machlokes. Mem gimel, im who mechsal mechsal lo yimar, shoho yechatsi esrig shal tzarechot min roshu v'atznovoi. The Barosha Levad, Pesach Chazon, B'miyutai. So you're picturing that you have your Esrig, and one side, 50-50 is Chazon. Well, once that's true, half it, that's on the Chaita, which is the top part. So that can't be the case. So what's the case? Ganabas Hiptes. The Barosha Levad, Pesach Chazon, B'miyutai. Elamar Demechsa, who klapi ha'ukits, b'chol hekav ha'esrig. The bottom half is has a Chazon on it. The top half doesn't. So it's 50-50 that way. So Yesh Makshirim, Sirlu the Efshel Tzamtzim, they hold that we can be precise in our measurement, and we know it's not Roiv, and the Psul is Roiv Chazazes. This is not, it's 50-50. We are allowed to rely on our ability to measure. Yesh Makshirim, Sirlu, the Efshel Tzamtzim, we hope we're not able to really get it perfectly clear. So, if we're going to be machshir, you don't know. Maybe this is roif. If it's roif, it's possible. So you have to machshir and say it's possible. When he says yesh, that lishna bas is odif. So that's, if he presents the first opinion as stam without any attribution or any appellation, he says this is halacha. This is and yesh. So then he's saying he prefers the first halacha. But he says some say this. Some say that. That's what he wrote. Yesh machshirim, yesh poslim. So then we revert to a different rule. The Gemara says that usually the more compelling argument is said last. So it means that he's being noted towards the machmirim. Says, listen, if you tell me that you have to make sure that it's not mechsa, it has to be a visibly majority. So if I can't tell by looking at it that the majority is clean and not covered with chazazas, there's a lot of chazazas over here. It looks like maybe it's rive or meat or half and half. No, it's much less. It's only 40%. I can't tell that necessarily. I'm not as sensitive. So it has to be that you got to the point where it's obvious other people who didn't measure. He reads the Mikur Yaakov, says, no, as long as it's smaller, it's smaller. Even though it's not visible, I don't care. So he says, Mishabur, for his eyes, Ayin Shom. So at the end of Mem Dalet, he sends you to take a look over there. And he says we have to argue minotaur that's sufficient.